And we are live, but we do have the internet, low internet connection is unstable. But we're not on Wi-Fi, so then we're going to click go live over here.
I just saw some sad news.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Are we live?
We're live on all the things.
Mr. Billy McCall has sold Little Willie. That. So now Lil Willie is Free Willie.
Yeah, I saw that.
I can't believe that he sold that. I mean, I get it, but I still can't believe it.
Heartbreaking.
I just can't believe, like, I wanted to get a photo of the Jeep and him, but. All right, so we are live on Instagram. And then we're live on Facebook supporters, all the things. And then I'm going to add the GroupMe. So, alrighty guys. So John and Bryce, it's been a bit. I took kind of a hiatus during spring break just to regroup and just kind of shut down for a bit. So we're just doing a quick update on what we've done from January to March. Oh, strategic plan.
Strategizing.
And so one of the things I'm going to do, I'm going to add this to the group chat real quick, or to the comments, that what we've got is, if you're interested in being engaged at kind of a more direct method, we have a GroupMe. I guess an app. Yep. And so there's a GroupMe thread. We've got all the dates of all what's going on, Facebook user. If you're on the supporter page, let us know who you are, because all it says to us is Facebook user.
Here, I can probably see it right here.
Facebook
user. Oh, now we're talking to ourselves.
Okay, you got that.
Brian Franklin.
Hey, Brian. All right, so what the GroupMe chat is that it's just a way for all of our volunteers. That way we're not relying on email or did you see the Facebook post, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So you can see everything that we've got going on. In addition, we'll do calendar invites and Facebook events. But the everything first will get talked about in the GroupMe app, just for all of our volunteers. So if the only thing that I ask, you don't have to volunteer and do anything in there. But if you say you're going to do it, please do it. Or if you say you're going to and something pans out where you can't, then just chime in and help us solve the problem. That's all I ask from anybody. Howdy, hey. So the big thing, so January, February, March, we spent a lot of time just looking at our five-year plan and strategically, you know, figuring out how we're going to do this. Where do we want to go? What do we want to be? Yep. One of the things that we decided is that we would like to offer a proper facility. We did look at what would it cost to purchase something. We need to do a pretty solid capital funding campaign to mm-hmm. be able to do that. So we're a little bit off from being able to have our own purchasable facility. We did, in those discussions, though, our current landlord, Heath Potter, was incredibly gracious, and he knocked a big chunk off of our rent. Yep. So he's donating the amount, which will help us be able to stay in our current facility for the next. We're going to sign a lease for 3 years, but that's a pretty big commitment, and I need you all's help with that.
Yes, please.
And so one of the ways, if you're interested in helping us keep our peer support facility, and just it's the office space for our nonprofit. There's, you know, definitely the text to donate. And so Bryce,
if you'd like to donate to the Project Tribute Foundation, please text Bleed Kit to 918-856-3977. Anything helps.
So that's one of the ways, if you would like to help us just, you know, on our operations. We don't have much now. I mean, we were able to cut about, I think now I've knocked off around $700 of our expenses. So we're sitting somewhere just a little bit over, $1,700-$1,800 a month. Yep. So not too bad. And again, we're all volunteers. There's no payroll, no reimbursement, anything like that. And then I've received just this month alone, another 4 requests from small agencies, all for bleed kits. Mm-hmm. So we've got those on the list. So if you're interested in just wanting to cover a specific agency, same thing. You can text Bleed Kit to 856-3977. And then whenever you set up the payment, you can actually in the comments tell us, hey, this is for this agency. Yep. And then, or if you use any of the other payment methods, you can either, I think all of them have the common area, or you can just email me. So we had a donor come through that they did a donation in memory of, and so we've made that purchase the same day. As soon as we got the funds, place the order with Refuge Medical and just wait on the gear, and then we'll get the gear delivered.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
So there's lots of ways that you can help, and we can only operate with your help. So
let's talk too about, cause the donors are really the investors. So what's the plan for us long-term, strategically with what we plan on doing with like a facility? Cause that's what the long-term goal is eventually we want to have a facility, ideally on maybe a little bit of land, where we can have a larger, more accommodating peer support facility. And, like we've talked about too, be able to do training and CLEAT certifications and other sorts of things like that, CPR certifications.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the goal, that if we could create a facility where the experts in their realm, mm-hmm. such as there's Warriors Rest, that they've done a lot of work in this area. If we create the facility in conjunction with a group like Warriors Rest, where they're the experts, we aren't the experts in PTSD and that kind of thing. They come and tell us what do you need out of your ideal facility? And then yep. we partner with them on that, or Refuge Medical. Hey, Refuge, they do the first aid training.
Yep.
What do you need out of a facility? So the goal would be to create a space that we could bring experts to. Mm-hmm. And we're probably 5-6 years off from that. If we can get all the right things in place, from the 50,000 foot view, our goals this year is $100,000 in donations and $100,000 in shirt sales, which would help us cut half of our $400,000 in request. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at putting our shirts in retail shops. We had like Oki Overland in Tulsa. They've got some interest in working through their team on is that doable? What does that look like? There's another company here in town I was talking with earlier today that you can basically rent a booth and set up a mobile store, wow. which is what we do.
Yep.
and so there it's $80 a month. So there's some stuff to that. But if you run a business and you would like to help us,
yep.
one of the ways, obviously there's donating. That's mm-hmm. a huge way. There's company matching. That's another. But if you have space in your store where we could throw up one shirt, a couple sizes, that's another huge one. We found a vendor out of Oki Overland Apparel, Overland Apparel.
Yep.
And they were able to really drop our prices down to something that we've mm-hmm. not seen at all. Yep. So we can get the gear that shows the support, but at a price point that helps us really provide true gear in hands.
Yep.
And so through donations or shirt sales, that's how we are funding and being able to provide for the bleed kits or the mm-hmm. fire extinguishers or any of the gear that we've been able to find. And then in addition, if you work for a company that does grants, letting us know, emailing us saying, hey, my company does this grant, you ought to apply. That's yep. very helpful. We spend a lot of time just trying to find who allows grants, and then it takes more time to fill the grant out itself.
Yep.
So, and then on the volunteer group chat, if you go join on that GroupMe, if your name only has a first name, I'm going to ask you, hey, who are you? Mm-hmm. So don't get offended on that one. I'm just trying to keep scammers out. And then you'll see that we're breaking it out. There is the main page, and then we've got one called Not Taxpayer Funded. Mm-hmm. What that was is just trying to get an idea of the most common question we get asked is, why isn't that paid for?
Yeah. Essentially, why am I giving you a donation to give that to someone? That's yeah. something they should already have.
Yep.
It is. But they don't.
Correct.
That's why we have over $400,000 in requests sitting on our page.
Yeah. Yeah. It's there's lots of things to it. I mean, I'm looking at potentially doing a reserve program mm-hmm. and all of your startup gear is on you.
Yep.
I mean, 100% of it. And that's how a lot of folks start their careers, is they join a reserve program, they buy all their gear, then that gear stays with them the rest of the time.
Yep.
And so there's a lot of stuff that agencies just don't have the funds for, mm-hmm. especially as prices of everything. I mean, I was looking at just a little bag of candy today was $12. Holy heck. I mean, it was just like Hershey's chocolates, $12. What?
So, ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm nervous for our trunk or treat, but
it's going to be a, expensive.
it's going to be, that was a huge turnout too.
That was amazing. I think that I was so excited just to see how many people showed up for that. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think it, I hope we can get the same turnout this year, but last year, I think we just got the perfect, everything worked out to where a lot of other places were like, yeah, we're not going to do it. Cause it's just, it really wasn't raining. It was misting a little bit,
right?
Maybe sprinkling a little bit, but man, it was fantastic to see everybody come out.
That was a huge turnout.
I mean, we had to have had, I mean, it was hundreds of people.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah. Super cool.
So speaking of events, and I've got all these listed in the comments. So whenever you log in, it gets you the description. It's all there. And then we'll create Facebook events for all this stuff as well. Some of them already have it. So on the 20th of April, there's the BPD block party. Usually that's in the community center, Bartlesville PD area. So we're going to have the mobile store there. So if you're interested, come check us out. Or if you want to volunteer and just help us run the booth, that's always helpful. On May 4th, here at the foundation office, we're going to have the Heroes Market. And then in conjunction with that, on the back lot of the office space, they're going to be doing a Jeep, like a Jeep show, I think. Mm-hmm. So there's a event tab for that. Make sure you go, you know, you can prepay for any of the stuff, like the vendor booths and all that. And we're going to need some volunteers for that one too, just so we can make sure somebody's inside the foundation office helping just keep our vendors comfortable. There is a restroom on site. We got water, power, all that stuff. So it's outdoor, but we do have facilities here.
Yep.
So we're going to need probably about 5 or 6 volunteers just to kind of keep everything nice and controlled. Then on June 1st, the poker run. I don't have any of the details on that. James is working through that one, but you will start seeing a lot of information for that. Then June 12th, we're going to go to the Oklahoma SWAT competition, which is over in the Stillwater area. So just the mobile store.
That'll be fun.
I'm excited to see that one. And then August 17th, Baxter Springs Jeep Invasion. October 18th would be the Okie Jeep Jam. And then the trick or trunk, did we wait till the Saturday after Halloween, or is it on the 31st, regardless what day of the week? I couldn't remember.
I'll have to double check.
It's the midweek. So October trick or trunk, the date to be determined, but we will be doing that again.
Yep.
And then November, I do want to do a bake sale.
Heck yeah.
We did one in November and December.
We did one in October and November December.
Yeah.
I think. But I mean, we can do whatever.
Yep. So we're going to do a couple more bake sales. So if you're interested, you can always reach out. And then the big one is in December, we think. We're still trying to figure out the exact date, but there will be sometime between now and December. We're going to try to do kind of a banquet or a dinner. And the goal is that there was an organization called Flags for Warriors, and it was a nonprofit that they made wooden flags for veterans. The veteran realm is something that we as Project Tribute has not been able to do much to serve, unless it's a veteran that became a first responder. Mm-hmm. So this is our opportunity to really get to that final kind of corner of what we serve and do a better job. But the Flags for Warriors, as a nonprofit closed, they're going to turn into an LLC or a business. And we're going to partner with them to keep the founder, Boyd, to keep his dream alive. Yep. On providing flags for veterans. So our thought process, hey, thank you, sir. Shop Overland put the link for the shirts in there. So that's awesome.
Heck yeah.
Did I show you the new shirts?
Yeah, I saw him.
He did a great job. Mm-hmm. On those.
They're sweet looking.
So the Flags for Warriors, what we're going to do is he's going to make somewhere between 1 and 3 wooden flags. And during that dinner, we would honor 1 to 3 veterans that I think what we need to do is some kind of a nomination. Mm-hmm. And then that would be the award, and just trying to honor a veteran of note. Yep. At this event, but also do it in a way that it's a end of year, you know, thank you to our donors, and just kind of a way to recap the year and honor some veterans, but also keep Boyd's, you know, vision alive in a way that's kind of better off than, you know, in hearing his concerns and why they ended up closing the nonprofit, it's some pains that I felt as well. Mm-hmm. You know, that we feel. So I think that we're able to keep his dream alive, but do it in a structure that you know, honors his vision.
Yep.
But then also envelops it within the Project Tribute brand. So excited for that partnership with Flags for Warriors. So keep it, you know, stay tuned on that. If you are interested in partaking in any of these things, going into that GroupMe chat, and you'll have to request access, and we'll let you in. But that's how you say, hey, I want to be involved, and you can pop in and out as needed. But the other nice thing about doing it through GroupMe is that we're not texting you, we're not emailing, we're not Facebook. It's you look at GroupMe when you're at the point of your day that you can.
Yep.
So, let's see here. So then the shirts, as you know, Shop Overland Apparel. So they've done a phenomenal job just taking care of us and putting some great shirts out there. So you can order directly from our website, which is projecttribute.com, and their team will ship it directly to you. We also are buying some stuff on hand to have in person. So we'll have the Overland shirt for the May 4th Heroes Market. And then I've got the hoodies. We've got some on hand already. So it'll be a mix of in-person stuff. And then you can also get it in various colors and all that stuff through the Shop Overland website that's tied to. So if you go to projecttribute.com and click shop, it'll take you to the Overland Apparel website. Yeah. So, and then we get the profit, for lack of better terms. Yep. So it's still a way to support us and then wear gear that shows your support to first responders.
Absolutely.
What else? Anything so far sticking out?
Mm-mm-mm. I think that covers pretty much everything that I can think of.
Okay. So quick update on the Wrangler and Gladiator. So the Wrangler is up and running and has been for about a week now, thanks to the team over at Patriot Auto. Thorin and Chuck and all of them here in Bartlesville have done just an amazing job. They got it up and running, and so we've been able to. That's my daily driver, so she's been up and running and able to continue the mission. And then I did hear from Kryptonite Customs that the wrap should have been done roughly Friday or Monday. Nice. On the Gladiator, and then it'll go back to Glover Customs. They'll throw the last bits on there. So maybe by next week, the Gladiator will be done. Nice. And as soon as it is done, we're going to go. I've got three deliveries to do, and we'll do those with the Gladiator as soon as it's on hand.
Heck yeah.
And then the trailer, I did hear from Tried and True that their goal is end of April. We'll see. So April, May, we mm-hmm. would have the Overland trailer, and then we can start joining some of the Overland stuff and really partaking. But yep. We'll definitely, the nice thing is that'll also give us kind of a volunteer way station whenever we're at these outdoor events.
Definitely.
So I think that's kind of the meat and potatoes. I'll see if anybody has tried to pop into the GroupMe app. Let's see here, Bryce. Oh, thank you. You shared the link.
Yup.
GroupMe app, just on, it's the Project Tribute Volunteers. So if you're interested in getting involved, but really just not sure what we've got going on, that's a easy way to see the opportunities and pop in or out or just watch. I mean, that's okay too. But again, donations is the primary of how we're operating. There's quite a few of y'all that we just did the math that we get roughly about a consistent $500 a month of donations, on top of what I chip in. And then, Bryce, you chip in as well. So we're doing good. But there's just definitely room to grow. And the big thing is that the request coming in is out doing the funds coming in.
Yep.
So that's our goal, is to try to figure out how do we reach more donors and set up some more monthly commitments. So if you guys are interested and want some more details, we'd be curious to know what can we do to help you make that commitment of $5 a month or $10 a month. Is there a barrier that we need to address? I'd be curious on that.
Yep.
So other than that, just helping share that we exist on social media is huge. Like on this, just hitting that share button, hitting that like button, that helps us a huge. Instagram's been doing great mm-hmm. on doing that. But we're on all sorts of social medias. So just helping spread the word that we exist. And all we're after is getting gear in the hands of first responders. So yep.
That's right.
So Bryce, one more time, give me that text to bleed.
If you'd like to make a donation to the Project Tribute Foundation, text Bleed Kit to 918-856-3977.
So we're going to try to start doing the weekly podcast or weekly meeting. We're shooting for like Saturday evenings, maybe. Mm. If I get accepted into this program, Monday through Friday nights, I'll be pretty tied up. So weekends is kind of our opportunity. So if you are still watching this, I'd be curious to see, if you're not joining us live, when you see this, could you just comment in the comment section what time you do see this? Mm. Or is there a better time or day that you would rather us do these lives at? Because that's what Bryce and I are trying to just kind of watch the tractions and see who's logging in when, who's watching it. Yeah. That way we can make sure that we're speaking whenever the audience is available.
That's right.
So other than that, if you guys have questions, you can text to donate that 918-856-3977. And then all of our information is over on our website, and I'm going to put that up, and it is www.projecttribute.com. Email, phone number, all that stuff's on there. And then again, we're completely volunteer based. So give us a little bit of grace if it takes us time to respond, because we all have day jobs. So yeah.
That's right.
What else? What other wisdoms do you want to impart?
I don't have any dad jokes today, so
we need to work.
I saw a whole bunch of them, and they were gold, like gold as in terrible, which means they're good.
The kangaroo one was still by far, like, you went viral with
that.
Oh
yeah.
Like that.
That one, I posted that one to another, like just a different meme page, and like 20,000 people liked.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were looking for another kangaroo meme.
So, and I noticed that we were at, 24,929 now, followers. So we're almost, if we can get 70 more people to go like our page, then we hit that 25,000 mark. So if you haven't invited your friends to go like Project Tribute Foundation, it's you pull up Project Tribute on Facebook, three dots on the right, Click that, invite friends, hit select all. Done.
If you haven't done it, what are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Not that clearly.
Apparently. So, all righty. I will give you guys back the rest of your Saturday. Bryce, thank you for being here. Appreciate you
for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, guys, we just rely on those donations, and it's not Bryce and I's paycheck at all, because we get paid in
handshakes, high fives, and more often rejection.
Some of those got kind of hostile.
it started like handshakes and high fives, and then it turned into like,
and a lot of no's,
high fives and rejection,
and now just anger, pure anger.
Yes, rage.
So. All righty, guys. Well, thank you. We're going to go ahead and log out. Appreciate all that you all do to support us and support our first responders. We are at, I need to count it up again. It's like $230,000 of gear that we have distributed out to first responders across the U.S., and that saves 17 lives. So, I mean, if nothing else matters, 17 people are still alive because of the work that you all allowed us to do.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. All righty. You guys have a good one.
Enjoy your Easter.
See ya.